Faith comes by hearing. So you see, when I'm ministering like this, I hear. So once I hear, I speak. And once I'm given instruction, I act. You see, we're looking at the theme, God's Rhema word. Okay? Faith comes by hearing, first part. And then the second part is hearing by the word of God. So you hear the word of God, but you can hear anything apart from the word of God. And whatever you hear that is not the word of God is what you will have faith in. So it's always important that we hear not just anything, but we hear the word of God, because that is what will give us faith in God and the faith of God. You can hear anything, I'm telling you. And whatever you keep hearing, you will have faith in. You see, fear is faith in reverse gear. Fear always comes by hearing. I will kill you! And you keep meditating on that. You will start fearing. Goliath, 40 days, all he did was stood. Just give me a man from among you. Fight me. If he beats me, we will serve you. If I beat him, you serve us. What are you talking? It came first day. Nobody could talk because they saw an 8-foot giant. Second day. Third day. He did that for 40 days. Nobody could fight him. Why? Because fear comes by hearing. But there was one boy who didn't hear him. That one heard God. He didn't hear Goliath. He heard God. Goliath came out the same day, just like he had been doing. And David, little boy, was there. The man said, and Goliath said the same thing he has been saying for 40 days. But what did David hear? A Rhema word that says, this is an uncircumcised Philistine who is fighting, defying God. He thinks he's fighting us. Defying the armies of God. Please, let me go and tackle him. Small boy. If you want to know the difference, please, what's my guy's name? Nathaniel. Is it Nathaniel? Nathaniel, please come. Nathaniel, can you hear me? Please come. God bless you, Nathaniel. Nathaniel is my co-pastor. Just watch this space, guys. Just come. Come, Nathaniel. God bless you, come. Please, everybody, celebrate Pastor Nathaniel. I don't know what... When you were pregnant, I don't know what God told your mother and your father. But whatever he told them, God is saying that you should remember. Okay. All right. Just look at me, Nathaniel. Can you pick the two of us? So this was the difference between David and Goliath. I just want you to have a mental picture. So can you imagine? I'm saying, in fact, when I'm challenging the people, I won't even see him. Because I'm looking... All of you guys, come and fight. I won't even see him. The guy's so tiny. And then I hear a tiny voice talking. I'm wondering, where is the voice coming from? Where? And I hear him here. It's me. I want to fight you. I will kill you today. Can you imagine Nathaniel saying that to me? Why? He didn't hear me. He heard God. And he said, today, I will deal with you. Please pray. Please pray. I don't know what you've been hearing. Lord, I want to hear you. Thank you, Nathan. Thank you. Go to mommy or go to daddy. All right? You are going to preach the gospel, boy. Please pray, 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 pray. Lord, I want to hear you in the midst of everything I am hearing. Let me hear what you are saying, not what circumstances are telling me. You are in trouble right now. Yes? Things are not working for you right now. Yes, but stop hearing that. In the midst of that, tune your ears. Lord, I want to hear what you are saying to me in this current situation. That is all I want to hear. That is all I care to hear. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 3, the Bible tells us God was speaking and reminding the children of Israel, you walked through this wilderness. You suffered hunger. You suffered lack. But you are going through all this to humble you so that I can see what is in your heart. Do you know that when we're in trouble, when we're pressed on every side, when we're pushed, when we're battered, boxed, squeezed, do you know what will come out of us? What's inside us? Some of us are in trouble and you are hearing the way you are cursing. Let me tell you, you know, that's why some of the guys, I love playing football with them. Somebody challenged me once and said, you're a pastor, you shouldn't be playing football. I said, show me where it is written. Are you getting me? Because people say all sorts of things that is not written. It's not written. Show me in the Bible where it says pastors must not play football. And then show me in the Bible where it says it's Royce that should be playing football. Just show me. Let me even go further. Show me in the Bible where it says you must use Colgate toothpaste to brush your teeth. I just want us to see some ridiculous things we just argue over nothing. Over nothing. Anyway, I was saying I love playing football. Because when we are playing football, the real us come out. Guys, do you agree with me? I remember one very gentle guy. He said, yeah, yeah, he knows what he's talking. The young man knows what he's talking. Yo. The real you comes out. They step on you while you're running. Instead of to shout Jesus, yeah! And then you say all sorts of swear words. F something, F that. Yeah. It shows what is inside you that we don't see in church. It comes out under pressure. So the football actually helps us to know who we are. So we can pray for each other, counsel, mentor. That's the whole thing. So we play with the children on Sundays. And God is helping us to see the character of these children so we can teach, train, mentor, guide them. The real. They come. You only need to see our sister here, Christine, play football. Then you know that she's a, what's the word I want to use? Tenacious. You are a strong woman and you don't know you are. Strong. Let me tell you, you should have, the plan of the enemy is for you to have fragmented now. But God is saying, my strength is made perfected in your weakness. You are a strong woman. You need to see her when she's playing football. Anthony. The way she shoots the ball, accuracy, the ball will fly to the corner of the net. I'm telling you. One day she was playing and Andrew was saying, mommy, mommy, you didn't pass to me. You didn't pass to me. Ah! I said, come here, boy. You come here. You're not talking like a boy. You're talking like a... Okay, no, I will say it. So you're hanging around your mom too much. Come and hang with us men. What is in you comes out when you're under pressure. So they were in the wilderness. It's pastor we said, now, not usher. Suddenly become an usher. You know, that's the spirit of a servant. Do you want water? You know, a pastor is not just standing on the pulpit. He serves people. This is the heart of a shepherd indeed. God bless you. Okay. Thank you, Lord. So, but God now said in Deuteronomy chapter 8, so that you will know that man should not live by bread alone. You need my word. My word is what changes everything. changes your circumstances. The Bible says God sends forth his word, and his word healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Isaiah chapter 55, the rain comes down from heaven, waters the earth, and anything that is planted can spring forth. And bought. He said, this is the way my word comes. It will never return to me. Have you ever seen rain fall back to heaven before? Rain was falling, and then the next thing, the rain started going back. The same way he came. No! Listen, that's why you and I need to hear that word of God. We need a rhema. And that brings us to that definition. Do you have my slide? All right. What is rhema? God's specific word to a specific person concerning or regarding a specific situation. Whatever you are going through, there's a word of God concerning that situation for you. That's what you should listen out to. Listen out for the word of God. All right, Lord, I'm going through this. What are you saying? Stop listening to what the circumstance is saying to you. Through this, what are you trying to say, Lord? What are you saying? Lord, give me a rhema. So faith comes by rhema. Specific word. Specific circumstance. Specific situation. This situation I'm in, I need you to speak to me. That's how to pray, people. You can listen to experts. You can listen to scientists. God bless all of them. You can listen to data analysts. But excuse me, God is the only one who knows the end from the beginning. God is the only one who knows what you are going through and knows the end of it. Always learn to listen out for. And how? You have to ask. Several years ago, okay? Because you see, why we need to hear God is whatever we hear is what we have faith in. So if we can just hear God, we are going to have faith in God. And God doesn't make it difficult. Listen, God wants to speak to you even more than you speak to him. Next time in the place of prayer, let me teach us something I'm learning. If you are struggling to pray, oh, my prayer life, I don't pray, because your mindset about prayer is that I talk to God. I just come to service and we're going like that, shaking our head like a gamma lizard coming up. And you say, no, wow, I wish I can pray like that brother. I wish I can pray like that sister. I wish I can pray. I wish I can. Excuse me. You can shake your head, start having neck pain, and nothing happens because you were talking to God, but you didn't hear God speak to you. It's what God says that gives us faith, not our prayer. Did you hear that? Okay, let me shape it this way. Not our talking. What is God saying to me? I am talking to him. Prayer is a dialogue. I talk to God, he talks to me. Because rhema, listen, is what actually brings faith in an individual that tells you what to do and what you need to do concerning that specific situation. I talk. So let me tell you, struggling to pray, listen. You just come to the place and maybe you want to kneel down, you want to walk, take a stroll, and just say, God, I want you to speak to me. You don't talk. Lord, just speak to me. Just be in a place of quietness. A place where you're not distracted. And if you've trained yourself very well, like me, I can be in a noisy room, I'm telling you, and I'm listening to God. Everybody's talking, cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha, because I've trained myself to listen out for what God is saying, even in the midst of chaos. I was sharing with a sister this morning. I said, see, can you hear everybody's talking in this room? She said, yes. I said, can you listen out and hear, what's her really was sister's name? Demi. She too was talking. I said, can you just listen out only for Demi's voice? And she said she can hear Demi's voice. I said, is everybody else still talking? Yes. But how come you are hearing Demi? Because you listened out for the voice of Demi. Same way you can receive a rhema word from God, a direct word. Just say, Lord, speak to me. We want to get married now and then we are hitting trouble, turbulence, like in the plane. God, what are you saying? What are you trying to say to us? Oh, leave him alone. Let the boy have fun in his father's house. Okay. Please don't be distracted, everybody. Just listen. Know what you are listening out for. You see, that's, you know, I was telling my wife that I don't understand how some people will come, be a part of a church, a local assembly, a fellowship, and all they're having is trouble with people. Fighting. Arguing. He looked at me. They are talking about me. It shows what you are listening out for. I'm telling you, we've been pastoring for at least over two good decades now. We've seen all sorts of people. And we ask, what do people look for in church, for heaven's sake? Are you looking for God, or you are looking for trouble? Or you are looking for gossip? Whatever you are looking out for, you will see. You will find. Let's go to church today. Let's see the kind of waistcoat the pastor will wear. Guess what you will hear and see? You will see red, which I don't know this color today. You see, how did you hear wine? Because you were listening out for my waistcoat. Do you get it? God is not complicated, people. If you want to hear God, you will hear God. Please, everybody, let's pray. Lord, speak to me. I will share a story and that's it today. I want to hear your voice. Into my heart, have your way. As I pray, as I wait, speak your word into my heart. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Fill my heart and have your way. As I wait, as I pray, speak your word into my heart. Have your way. The woman with the issue of blood, Matthew chapter 9. Do you know what happened to this woman? We're talking about receive, declare, and experience the rhema word of God. This woman with the issue of blood, listen. She heard that Jesus was in town. How does faith come? by hearing. So what are you hearing? What you're hearing is what you're looking out for. Listen, whatever you are looking out for is what you will be hearing. If you are looking out for trouble, I'm telling you, you will hear trouble. If you are looking out for fight, you will hear fight. Let me go to that church today. Let me see how the ushers will treat me. That usher, that one that has stomach, the way he smiled at me last week, let me see if he will smile at me this week. I'm just waiting for him. That's all you will hear during the service. But if you're coming, I want to hear God speak to me. Whatever happens in the service today, I don't care. I just want God to speak. Listen, you will hear God. The woman with the issue of blood, Matthew chapter 9, the Bible says, when she heard, let me see what verse it was so that we can see what we're talking about. Thank you, Holy Spirit. When she heard about Jesus. Okay? Sorry, it's Mark. Check Mark chapter 5 verse 27. If you can display that for us. The question is, what did she hear about Jesus? Right? Mark chapter 5. Are we there? If you have your Bible turned, because it's important we see these things. Mark chapter 5 and verse 27. The Bible says, what does the Bible say there? Please read it if it's on the screen, everybody. Let's go. Is it on the screen? Oh, come on, media people, what are you hearing? All right, everybody read. When she had heard about Jesus, what did she hear about Jesus? Very important. I put it to you that her action, the next action she took, showed what she heard about Jesus. What was the next action she took? The Bible said she did what? She came behind him and did what? And touched his garment. Your action is showing what you are hearing. Have you seen people who come and fight you before? And you're wondering, why are they fighting me? People fight me a lot. I was discussing with someone yesterday, a daughter of ours, when she was a spinster, young lady, looking for a husband. You know, she started, brothers were chasing her. And she also was chasing brothers. You know, when you want to marry, you're looking for a husband. You have your own desire. And then you have other people too who are desiring you. Why are you looking at me like that? What are you hearing? I know what you are hearing. You want to hear gist. Okay, I will give you gist. So, at that time, there were people chasing her. And then there were people she was chasing. So there were particular two people she was chasing. And thank God for a bit of spiritual oversight, you know. My wife and I will always put this disclaimer out. We're not here to control anybody's life. God just, by his grace, put us in a place where at times we see what people don't see. It's just by virtue of the office of a pastor. And I say this with every humility, right? I enter into the office of a prophet once in a while. I don't need you to attest to that. I've said things that you're wondering. How did I hear? That's just a prophetic office, okay? I'm not vaunting it, I'm just telling you. So, by the grace of God, we were seeing things she wasn't seeing. It's like the people she desired were the people who will kill her. The people who are chasing her, well, we are not very sure about them. But we knew our own desire was going to kill her. Why is he feel laughing? Do you know who I'm talking about? You don't. So she's married now by the grace of God, 2 children, happily married. You need to see the way she was boasting about her husband yesterday. Boasting. But so we are now talking about years ago when she was in that situation. So we're not talking. Ah! She said, Pastor, do you know that one of those guys he mentioned, that guy hated you and still hates you till today? I said, to God be the glory that I am hated for righteousness' sake. I said, are you not happy today? I said, that guy will have shish kebabbed you, finished you. I said, are you not happy? Ah, he said, it's God that delivered me. Oh, it's God that delivered me. I said, you were not seeing it then. And when we were warning you then, it looked like we were controlling, we didn't want you to be happy, blah, 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 blah. I said, can you see the atrocities that that person is committing even up to now? Listen, don't let your desire kill you. Don't listen to your desire. Listen to the word of God. How do I separate my desires from the word of God? Lord, this is me. This is what I desire. And I lay it bare before you. I'm not pretending. I like Brother Judas. In fact, I love Judas. But Lord, what are you saying about Brother Judy? That's how to be sincere with God. This woman heard, please bring that scripture back, about Jesus. What did she hear? That Jesus heals. Jesus can heal her. How did she receive a rhema word? That's what I want to show us today. Give me a few minutes. Am I okay? Okay. I'm not hearing. Okay. How did she receive a rhema word? This will blow your mind. She heard about Jesus and heard that Jesus has been healing people. Jesus has been cleansing the leper, raising the dead, loosing people from infirmities. She heard that. Let me show you how she received the rhema. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's go to Lord, I need to show you because I don't want to say it. Because this, when the Holy Spirit was showing me, I said, wow, Lord, I've never seen this. Please, do you understand what I mean by rhema? What is rhema? God's to me specifically, my specific situation. Please say that. God's specific word to me specifically. In my specific situation. Okay. How did she receive a specific word from God? Number one, she heard about Jesus and knew Jesus healed. What was her problem? She had been bleeding for 18 years. Sorry, 12. Thank you, bro. That's one of the people who keep me in check in this church. Uncle AY, after the service, he will come. Pastor, that scripture you quoted is not verse 2, it's verse 4. That shows you somebody who has been hearing. I'm not saying he looks out for my mistakes. No. But they keep me in check so that I don't mislead people. I love people like this. I mean, I'm telling you the truth. Last week, I actually quoted the scripture and I checked it. I went to listen back. It wasn't the right scripture. And all of you took it. It was the right thing, but the scripture verse I gave was wrong. I quoted Malachi, but it was Habakkuk. See the way you're always looking at me. Habakkuk. You don't even know where Habakkuk is. When you hear Habakkuk is cook, you hear, you're hungry, you want food. My great-grandmother, late great-grandmother, she would be looking at me, sir. You say, Fola. She has a name she called me. She gave me a prophetic name. Kofowolola means he doesn't use money to buy wealth. Is that correct? And I've looked at my life. I'm wealthy. I may not have money. Listen, I know I am wealthy because I know the source of my wealth is God. And you need to understand what true wealth is. Health. Health. What's the point in having 1 million and you're not healthy? You have investments in America, in Japan, in Scotland, but you are not healthy. The preacher calls it vanity. People have money, but they don't have the power to enjoy their money. True wealth, I'm healthy, I'm happy. Are you getting me? Even though people hate me, I don't care. I will keep speaking the truth to the glory of God. And where I'm wrong, I'm ready to apologize. Are you getting me? My great-grandmother, he said, go for Worola, go for Worola, Habakkuku. It's only Habakkuku that you are reading. Only Habakkuku. Everybody say Habakkuku. Sorry, I'm just joking. So this woman, okay, jokes aside, how did she receive a rhema, a direct word from God? Number one, she heard Jesus was in town. What does Jesus do? He heals. What does she want? After how many years? The Bible said she has spent money on all doctors and she was even getting worse. I told us last week, until you get to that place where you are desperate, that you know nothing can save me here except God, then you are ready to hear God. But if you keep having an alternative, you're not going to hear God. So I'm talking to people who are in situations, and always bring yourself to that situation at every point that I don't want to hear anything in this matter. I just want to hear God. So you see our context and situation. Let me show you the rhema word she received. Matthew chapter 9. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Matthew chapter 9. How? We're talking about receiving, declaring, and experiencing. Rhema, word. Lord, I want to give you that scripture, so I'm careful. I will take my time. Matthew chapter, I saw it just now. Don't worry, I'm not in a hurry. I must show us. Matthew chapter 9, verse 21. Please display it. I know I sent you all the scriptures. Please don't miss this. Don't miss this. Apostle Daddy David, don't miss this. Just let David enjoy himself. Okay. I can hear his tongues. Do you want me to interpret his tongues? He said, Daddy, Daddy, Mommy, 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 I'm lonely, I need a sister. Well done, sir. Mommy, did you hear that, Emma? Okay, now, this is AY, don't miss this. Please read it together. For she said to herself that if only I may touch the hem of his garment, I shall be well. What did she hear about Jesus? That Jesus heals. And she said, if I go to Jesus and I touch him, because he heals, I will be well. That is a rhema. She spoke. She received by hearing faith to know that Jesus heals, and she spoke a direct, what's rhema? Specific to, in a, so what's the specific word to her here? And what is the condition, a specific situation? She needed healing. That was how she got rhema, direct word. You and I, we stay, we're studying the word of God, and all of a sudden, in that same scripture, you hear God speak to you and you declare what God said concerning that scripture. How many of us know that Jesus heals? So at times, we should ask, why is it when we ask him to heal us, we don't get healed? Because you need a rhema. Dr. Kumbi, once upon a time, I'm talking to her because she's a medical doctor. Listen to this. Once upon a time, I found out I will always be having heartburn, this serious heartburn, and I will be praying. I will eat, I will have heartburn, discomfort. So one day I was praying, we were in a long fast, waiting, just hear God. And do you know what I heard? Rhema. Stop eating a particular kind of food. Did you hear me? Stop eating. And that condition left me. Oh, I know what you thought I would hear. By his stripes you are healed. Eat anything. Listen, I've come to learn that it's not everything we can eat. Did somebody hear me? No, stop praying. What is the problem? Everybody's eating it. Why can't I eat it too and it will be disturbing me? Why can't I? I must eat it. Are you born the same day? Are you configured the same way? Do you know your personal physiology? Is it physiology? The body system? And do you know? You don't know. It doesn't work for you. It doesn't work for you. Stop praying. There are many things to eat on this earth. Many things. There are some things you don't eat anymore. How do I know? I discussed with you. And then doctor said, be eating more fruit and fiber and all that. You know what I'm talking about. And I found that I'm okay. I eat every other thing. There's this life. You only have one to, only one. You better enjoy it. I'm telling you, stop disturbing yourself over nothing. You only have one wife you've married, one husband you've married. You are fighting every day. You only have one life to enjoy this marriage. There's no marriage in heaven. There's no marriage in heaven. None. Forget about those lying to you that there are many virgins there waiting for you. Nah, lie. As if heaven is some brothel. I've got no apologies for saying what I said. Stop lying. This world is where we enjoy. She received that rhema word. She declared it. And guess what? She experienced it. Let me end with this statement. I didn't plan to stay this long. Holy Spirit, just help me. Don't let your situation or circumstances have the final say. You are in a condition, a situation, a problem. Things are not going well. You are broke. You are busted. You are disgusted. Things are not just. Don't let. That is not the final say. The word of God must have the final say. Listen. Don't let your situation, circumstances have the final say. Let the word rhema from God. What, God, what are you saying? The Bible says, let's see Isaiah chapter 46. Please stand to your feet, everybody. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Stand to your feet. Some of us just begin to pray. Let me read Isaiah to us. Let me read Isaiah. Thank you. Let only the counsel of God, only what God says is what I care about. I don't care the way I'm feeling right now. You might be sick in your body. You might be having a serious, serious health challenge. Don't let that health challenge be the final say. Yes, we're not denying. We're not saying go into denial. No, please. God, what are you saying about this particular situation? Look at Isaiah chapter 46. Let's read from verse 9. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 46, verse 9. Don't worry, just leave him, leave him, leave him. Just ignore him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is the way I will love when I'm in heaven. Just be walking to the throne of the Father and just playing. The presence of my Father. There will be no auntie there saying, leave God alone. Isaiah 46, verse 9. Let's read together, everybody, if you can see it. Or if you have your Bible. Want to go? Remember the former things of old. For I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me. Verse 10. Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do my pleasure. That woman received the rhema word. Samuel, grab the microphone, Samuel. And declared the end from the beginning. What was the end? Come, Anthony. She said, she was still bleeding. 18 years. Trouble. She was here. She heard. This is Jesus. Jesus Anthony. All right. She heard. He was in town. And here, she declared the head. Let me just get to him. And when I get to him, I will be healed. She declared the end from the beginning. Because she knew that Jesus heals. I just need to touch him. When I touch him, I will be healed. Listen, forget about all the rubbish, ancestral, whatever this. Nobody in your family is happy. Nobody does this. No, forget it. Just tell yourself, everybody in my family marries, they divorce. I will marry, my marriage will work. Banish all those fear that came by hearing. Declare the end. Jesus, I just need to get to you. I know you heal. You will. When I touch you, I will be healed. That is the counsel of the Lord. And only his counsel shall stand. Let's go to Proverbs. Thank you, Anthony. Proverbs 19:21. The Bible says there are many devices in the heart of man. Nevertheless, only the counsel of the Lord shall stand. Please begin to pray. I don't know. Declare the end. Have you received the rhema today? Have you received a direct word in your circumstance? Yes, 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 yes. Please, have you received? Do you know what your circumstances are? Now declare the end from the beginning. Does Jesus, can he solve it? Can he sort you out? Has he done something similar before? Declare the end from the beginning. Declare, 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 declare. Father, thank you for saving our souls. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your counsel. We receive everything you're saying. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, Samuel.
Till there's only you, let every other name fade away.
Just go ahead and just pray. Just go ahead and just pray.
Let every other name fade.
Declare the end
away
of this week from the start of this week.
Only you,
by next Sunday.
Every other name fade away.
What God is saying is what will happen to me.
The name fade away. Let every other name fade away. Kaya bratije zinga tara bradige bosu taraba.
Let every other name fade away. Oh, Jesus, take your place. Let every other name fade away. Kaya Bradesh ke si karabana daba. Oh, let every other name fade away. Kaya Bradesh se kerebo sundaraba. Librande iklatoza para Bradesh se. In the next 2 minutes, just pray in the spirit. Mare Bradosh kasi klanta ablande ingladosh kapratesh kesi karabrate bosinda Bradesh kesi karaba. Just one word, brade kebozumbra Bradesh kesi. From you, Jesus, klade kebozumbra daba. To my spirit, librande ishkasa, specifically for a situation, whatever it is I'm going through, librande ishkesi karaba. To rest on your rema word, librande iklatoza brateshke si karabranda, gridas kapanda brateshke zingalabatus, kapanda brateshke, zibrande iklatoza brateshke si karaba. That I just rest on your word, that I just rest on your word, just like the woman says, if only, if only, if only, if only I can hear a word, if only I can touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole, I will be made clean. Just hold on to that word and open your spirit up. Open your spirit up. Open the channels of your spirit and receive God's word. Receive God's word. It's one thing for the word to come. It's another thing for you to receive that word. Lord, we receive your word. We receive your word. We receive your word and cast away our desires and our anxieties and every other thing that exalts himself above the voice, above the name, above the word of the living God. We receive your word to our spirit for that specific situation. We receive your word and we declare that every other name, because the name of Jesus has been exalted above every other name, that at the mention of that name, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. So therefore, Lord, every other name that is exalting itself above the knowledge of Jesus, we cast every imagination, we lay hold of every imagination and cast it out in the name of Jesus. We receive, oh God, your word to us. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Some people's ears are beginning to be open to hear clearly. No interference from any other voice. I see people's ear opening. Opening, opening, opening. I see people staying in position, aligning to the word of God, aligning to the word of God. Not just the word spoken, but they are receiving it in their spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Before we sit, let's just pray. Lift up those who are not, who are sick. The Bible says, when the centurion servant came to Jesus, he said, you don't need to come to my house. Just speak your word. We're going to speak the word to different locations right now. The word of God has no time, no distance barrier. Let's just lift up those. If you can remember anyone by name, just call their names. And just let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you. You said to you in your word that you sent forth your word and it healed them of all their diseases. Father, even right now, in unity and one accord, in agreement, we speak your word. We speak your word. We speak your word. We declare that they are healed from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. In the name of Jesus, whatever the virus is, whatever the name of the sickness is, we don't care to know. We only know one name, Jesus, higher than every other name. And Lord, we can bank on that word. And Lord, we declare your healing. We declare divine health. We declare healing, complete healing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, based on your word, not our own words, based on your promises that have said that by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. So Lord, we bank on that word. We rely on that word. We stay on that word as your rhema word for the moment. And we speak it forth, oh God, to these ones in whatever location they are. In the name of Jesus, you are healed completely. In the name of Jesus. And not just healing, you are made whole. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And we will testify. just like the one that came back to say, Lord, thank you. Just like the one that came back to say thank you, they will testify. And Lord, we will give you praise. We will give you praise. Father, we thank you. Let's just pray for Pastor. That no weapon fashioned will prosper. As he's dishing and serving God's word according to how he hears them. That every tongue that rises in condemnation, we condemn them. In the name of Jesus. That he's protected. Even his family. In the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that he will be the first partaker. Hearing words from the Father, from the throne of grace. Father, thank you. That no weapon fashioned against him and his household will prosper. And that every tongue that rises against him in judgment, we shall condemn. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Because just like you garrisoned Job, around Job, that Satan saw and said, it's because you did this thing. That's how you have garrisoned him and his household. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you. Even for us, oh God, as a people, that these words have fallen on good grounds. And you will be glorified by the fruits we will bear. In the name of Jesus. That we will be glorified by the fruit that we will start bearing, even from today. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we bless your name. We thank you. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name forever. Let's just give the Lord a clap offering. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you.